Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, yes, a beautiful Friday here in Pensacola. You heard Steve correctly there at the start of that. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin right here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price, of course, with Chris Bryan by my side. Chris, look, man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't even remember all that we're supposed to do today. You gave me quite a loaded slate.
Yeah, it's the operative word today is busy. And folks, you're gonna benefit from this afternoon's broadcast, I'll tell you. Hey, coming up this afternoon, 4:45. You know, with the Fed cutting those rates, how does that actually affect home buyers and home sellers? Going to the source on this one, Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth over at Leavenrinke Realty will join us at 4:45. She's going to answer a lot of those questions that might be on your mind. So be around with us at 4:45 with Christina Leavenworth. That should be pretty darn exciting. I'm ready for that. Catch her on the road. She's flying all over the South today. But we ended up getting her signed at one airport so we could get this interview done. Stocks ending the day. Capping off a record-setting week on a more muted point. Well, Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on this trending story.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed for the day, but up for the week following Thursday's Fed-driven rally. The Dow did rise and notched its 29th record close of the year. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending lower, with tech and industrials lagging and utilities gaining ground. It was also triple witching day, the once-in-a-quarter period when index options, index futures, and single stock options all expire. The Dow winners today, Nike, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 38 points, the Nasdaq lower by 66, S&P 500 down 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, the tropics taking a kind of a brief snapshot here. They're getting pretty active. Today, National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching a low-pressure area that could develop in the Northwest Caribbean Sea, potentially move into the southern Gulf of Mexico. I've been talking about this for about 3 days now. NHC forecasters say by next week, kind of midweek into next week there, we'll have a more defined amount of data to process. As of today, still too early to pinpoint future movement or if it will even impact the Gulf Coast altogether.
Mm. And also, we've got overseas here, Israel saying that it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. It happened during an airstrike today. It comes as Israel ramps up efforts to degrade the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group. Those efforts reportedly included booby traps within pagers belonging to Hezbollah agents, and Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the operation, but the U.S. believes the IDF was behind it.
Okay, a couple of points of interest here in terms of stories about illegal immigration from Mexico in particular. There is an immigrant that has been charged in a shooting incident. This happened Wednesday in Santa Rosa Beach. Now, here's what we know. Witnesses say 29-year-old Jose Cruz Machua of Mexico fired two shots into a home. This was during an ongoing feud. I don't know if people told him we kind of work out our feuds a little bit differently here in the United States. Deputies located Machula where he was arrested for discharging that firearm. Immigration Customs Enforcement, we better known him as ICE, has placed a hold on Machula. He was given a $10,000 bond. And with that said, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, he said that illegal immigration is helping push the unemployment rate higher as they enter illegally the labor force and look for those jobs.
Yeah.
Ramifications do happen.
Well, about a week or two ago, we had Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz on, and that was a lovely little interview that we had with him there. But now he's making headlines for saying that his inside sources have revealed a substantial threat for former President Trump. Gaetz says that this is known to federal officials, and he believes it raises questions about why assets were pulled from Trump's security detail in Pennsylvania and reassigned to a nearby Jill Biden event when she doesn't have the threat envelope that the former president does.
I had a chance to speak to Matt about that. He says there's actually five different terrorist organizations.
Yes.
That they're having to deal with. And he's pretty adamant about this. He wants it taken care of and taken care of right now.
Yeah, the House Task Force investigating Trump's assassination attempts will hold its first hearing next week. So Maybe we'll get some details on that.
We deserve it. We deserve that.
Oh, yeah. And also, the city of Pensacola has purchased the historic John A. Gibson School. The $700,000 purchase was approved by the Escambia School District this week. So far, there's no word on what the property will be used for, but one option that's been previously discussed was affordable housing. The old school was a segregated intermediate school in the early 20s, and it closed back in 1974 and was more recently used for a Head Start program. It closed for good after being damaged during Hurricane Sally.
Are you keeping up with this dirt track racing that's out in West Pensacola? Actually, it's on Old Quarry Field Road.
Oh, yeah. We've been keeping track of it earlier this week.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for days. This is a big deal. Mm. They kind of frame it as the Gulf Coast Reaper Nationals. It's a dirt track, and it is the hot spot for go-karts tomorrow. The track is hosting the Nationals, bringing in racing teams from all over the country. Gates will open up at 8 o'clock. Get this one. We're going to have Casey Leppard. And I remember you doing this story a couple of days ago on Casey.
Right.
But Casey Leppard, he'll join us live from the track, and we'll talk about what's going on. 5:45 on Pensacola right now. So that's coming up this afternoon.
All righty. Just past 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. Let's see. It doesn't appear to be too much going on that's particularly severe. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. But those are pretty usual spots to see congestion at this hour. Other spots include 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and continuing towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. As we get into your Saturday, it'll be a high of 91 and low of 74 as well, and that's going to carry over into Sunday, where it's a high of 90 and a low of 74.
I wanted to frame this story. You brought it up just a few minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago or so. You were talking about Israel targeting Hezbollah targets, and one of the leaders were I believe killed in a recent attack. Yeah, Middle East tensions, they're flaring up again this afternoon. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Tel Aviv.
So IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari confirms that Israel killed the top Hezbollah commander, Ibrahim Akil, in an airstrike over Beirut today. It's only the third airstrike over Lebanon's capital during the war. Akil was one of several people killed. An estimated 10 commanders in the elite Radwan fighting unit also killed in this airstrike. Akil was one of the two most powerful people in Hezbollah under Hassan Nasrallah. He was also wanted by the U.S. for his role in the 1983 U.S. Embassy and Marine Barracks bombings in Beirut. The U.S. offered a $7 million reward for information on him. That's apparently no longer necessary.
Okay, let's kind of bring it in terms of disasters back home a little bit. It really does. Disaster striking again early this morning. It was a triple vehicle crash killing three drivers. Here's what we know. Two motorcycles collided with a vehicle in Michigan. The driver of the car was transported to Baptist, where she later died. Two motorcyclists also pronounced deceased on the scene. We are having to talk about too many motorcycle accidents every single day.
That is true.
It is really a dangerous subject. And when you see these bumper stickers around, you see on people out there, it says, watch for motorcycles. Read those words.
Yeah.
Watch for the motorcycles.
Oh, for sure. And lastly here, before we go to break, we're now just over a week away from the state's homeless camping ban taking effect. Starting on October 1st, it will be illegal to sleep on public property that is not designated a campsite. If homeless shelters become overcrowded, local governments will be allowed to create temporary homeless camps that are secured, maintain cleanliness, and provide access to water and restroom facilities. So far, there's no plan to keep a campsite locally. Homeless advocate and Alfred Washburn Center Director Michael Kimbrell says that there are well over 1,000 homeless people in Escambia County currently, and under the new law, the government will be held liable if the camping ban is not enforced. 4:19 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, got some state headlines for you, including a Miami-Dade County man facing charges in a multi-million-dollar cryptocurrency scam. Got details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join the International Paper Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10. Communications Manager Whitney Fike will be here to talk about the 2024 International Paper Foundation grants. $57,000 will be given out to area nonprofits. They will also discuss their signature causes and recent community involvement activities. That's Monday at 10 with International Paper and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the unbelievable game that Shohei Ohtani had. We also talked about Kamala Harris's comments about gun ownership and being willing to shoot an intruder that comes into her house with Oprah. A new study showing that if you drink 3 cups of coffee a day, it's really good for your heart health. We discussed the fire fees in Santa Rosa County with Representative Alex Andrade. And a great wrap talking about shade meetings, transparency, and how government should function. You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the moon?
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and just about 424 here. But before we get into another quick check of the roads and weather, we got time for one story. Chris, what do you got?
Well, actually, I just want to remind everybody, coming up in 10 minutes, you and I will go over the kind of rundown on high school football games this evening. Got a few to talk about. And also, Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth at Leaven Rinky Realty. She's going to join us live from somewhere in the country. We're doing this from some airport, 4:45 this afternoon. We're going to get her take on the interest rate cut from the Fed. Will that benefit somebody buying or selling a home? We'll talk about that and a lot more. Christina coming up, 4:45 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on that we wouldn't normally expect at this time. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, has some backups. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, Friday, it's currently 90 with a low of 74 tonight. Then, as we get into your weekend, it's going to be just like today, high of 91, low of 74, and Sunday with a high of 90, low of 74 as well. So we're sitting at around that 90 to, you know, mid-70s range, and it should be a pretty beautiful weekend as far as weather's concerned, as far as conditions, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I will tell you, especially the nighttime hours, with the moon as it is and the temperatures now dipping into the 70s. Not bad. I think you could probably do a little bit of camping and survive that.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah. So how do you sleep at night? You sleep pretty good?
I was about to say, is that an aggressive question? How do you sleep at night?
Yeah, I mean, sleep well? Do you have problems sleeping? Do you toss, turn?
Not really. Not usually.
Many Americans, by the way, are not sleeping nice anymore. It seems to be the beds are to blame. Fox's Tom Graham has more on this trending story.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds are being recalled. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says they can sag, break, or collapse. There have been 250 reported incidents with 18 related injuries. Lucid brand platform beds are sold at several major retailers in the U.S. and Canada, including Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, as well as Bed Bath & Beyond. Lucid reports the recall is for a discounted version of its platform beds manufactured between 2019 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
426 News Radio 92.3. Only minutes remain here as the deadline to voice your opinion on the Palafox Street revamp plan. Running out at 5 this afternoon, the proposed project is expected to cost about $5 million with planned sidewalks and crosswalks located in downtown. Mayor Reeves says $3 million for this project will come from FPRL. The city will also use parking revenue and urban core community redevelopment funds to help pay for that project. So time is clicking away.
Yes, and mentioned this before we went to break earlier. excuse me. Miami-Dade County man facing charges in a multi-million dollar cryptocurrency scam. Miami's Malone Lamb is accused of partnering up with a 21-year-old California resident, and they were looking to steal and launder more than $230 million in digital currency. I guess that's what's staring them in the face right now. Authorities say that they used the money to pay for international trips, homes, luxury cars, the works. The FBI arrested both suspects on Wednesday night following a raid at a waterfront home near the Miami Shores neighborhood, and the U.S. Attorney's Office says that the men worked with several other people to carry out the theft since at least August, targeting victims from around the country.
The operational words there, you had two of them that we can play off on this story. Okay. Traveling internationally.
Yes.
And there's good news on the way. The State Department confirms online passport renewals have officially become more widely available to Americans. This was a nightmare for years. Officials reported today it completed the full rollout of the new online passport renewal system. It's now a secure process that will save time and effort for eligible Americans seeking routine renewal of their documents. So, it'll stream it. I think it was like a six-month period you had to wait, some ridiculous amount of time. So hopefully things will speed up the travel.
Well, speaking of international travel, see, I'll take your segue and raise you one. Delta suspending flights between New York's Kennedy Airport and Israel through the end of the year amid growing security concerns in the Middle East. The airline's pause announcement comes after days of Israel going after Hezbollah in Lebanon, setting off pager and walkie-talkie bombs and then destroying hundreds of Hezbollah rocket launchers aimed at Israel. The warfare is intensifying since Israel's troops began an assault in Gaza on Hamas in response to its October 7th massacre in Israel. And Delta's offering refunds and waivers to affected passengers and says that they'll be able to rebook flights to Tel Aviv on its website, but it'll be with a partner airline.
All right. Get this. General election, less than 46 days away. A few deadlines you need to be aware of. Coming up tomorrow is the deadline for stateside and overseas military and out-of-country civilians to request a vote-by-mail ballot. October 7th, this is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting, here's your dates. October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County. October 21st through November 2nd. In Santa Rosa, of course, November 5th, Election Day. Polls opening up 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Be sure to cast a ballot at an early voting site. When you do this, take along the photo ID. Got to have that. Also a signature. And mark your plans for election coverage on the 5th. News Radio 92.3, we'll be all over that one. And so we'll kick off our coverage at 7 p.m.
All righty. And early voting, as you were talking about, it's underway in three states today, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia. Vice President Harris and former President Trump both on the campaign trail today as well. Harris in Wisconsin after holding a rally in Georgia this afternoon. And meanwhile, Trump attending a fundraiser in Miami.
Yeah, he's getting to be really busy. I mean, not getting, but his pace is accelerating. That's a better word for it.
There you go.
Okay, tonight, Mega Millions, $47 million, $23.9 million. That's heading out the door. They make that drawing around 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris addresses voters about abortion access, speaking in Atlanta in Battleground, Georgia.
Here is a fight for the future. It is a fight for the future. And it is a fight for freedom.
The Biden-Harris administration has been adamant in their stance against the abortion bans enacted in some states after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe addresses the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in Butler in July. Fox's David Spunt is on Capitol Hill.
Director Rowe was candid, and he came out and said after 2+ months since July 13th, the Secret Service is now in the disciplinary phase, meaning some people are going to get punished here. Last month, 5 Secret Service employees were placed on administrative desk duty following the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. American Airlines is in talks to make Citigroup their exclusive credit card partner. The shift would drop rival issuer Barclays from a partnership that dates back to the airline's 2013 takeover of U.S. Airways. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished the day mixed, the Dow gaining 38, the S&P 500 off by 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling by 65 points. Shares of Trump Media sank more than 7% this morning, one day after lockup restrictions expired. Those restrictions preventing majority shareholder former President Donald Trump and others from selling their shares. Shares are currently up 0.7%. Nike announcing yesterday that its CEO John Donahoe is stepping down and company veteran Elliott Hill is coming out of retirement to lead the sneaker giant. U.S. crude oil futures for October are under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The New York Jets crushed the New England Patriots last night to open up week 3 of the NFL season. While I still have some questions regarding this Jets squad, one thing people can't question is Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers showed his legs were back last night and also completed 77% of his passes, which is absolutely remarkable since it was only his third game back since tearing his Achilles. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Big Bar Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fee. Big dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just after 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right, so we haven't really been dealing with anything this hour that is standing out, considering the traffic we usually have at this time every day. Still got some backups on I-10, though, traveling westbound towards Palafox, and a little bit on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Outside of Pensacola, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. It's been a beautiful Friday. Saturday and Sunday are basically going to be the exact same, highs at around 90 and lows at 74.
Yeah, SPF days. Make sure you do take that. A lot of UV rays to have to deal with. It's 7 minutes away from Christina Leavenworth. I guess that's the way we can frame that story. She will be joining us live talking about that recent Fed reduction rate. Will that make a difference for home buyers or home sellers? We'll talk to Christina about that in just a second. Some high school games that's being played around Northwest Florida we're looking at. Pensacola Catholic at Pine Forest, Escambia PC Mosley, Gulf Breeze Booker T. Washington, Pace up in Andalusia, Alabama. Yeah, another battle in Alabama. Navarre host Milton, and Pensacola High had the bye week. And Joe Morgan joins us now from Fox Sports. He has an update on the latest and what's happening in the sports world.
Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani put on a show Thursday in Miami. Ohtani became the first player in Major League Baseball history to have 50 home runs and 50 steals in a season, and he accomplished the feat in epic fashion. After stealing two bases in the first two innings, Ohtani launched his 50th home run of the year in the seventh to create the 50-50 club. But Ohtani wasn't finished, hitting his 51st home run in the ninth inning as the Marlins brought in a position player to pitch. Ohtani finished 6-for-6 at the plate with two doubles, two stolen bases, three home runs, and 10 RBIs, becoming the first player in MLB history to have three homers and two steals in a game. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, we also, speaking of the MLB, had this headline yesterday, but just want to give another quick rundown for those who are not aware. The Yankees have clinched a wild card spot in the AL bracket, and so have the Cleveland Guardians from the Central Division. As for the NL, we've got the Dodgers doing the same, being first place in the NL West. They have a wild card spot, but the only team to officially clinch their division right now, from what I can see, is still the Milwaukee Brewers of the NL Central. They sit at 88 wins. They are nine and a half games ahead of the Chicago Cubs, who don't even have 80 yet.
I know we're gonna next hour. We'll kind of dive into SEC play and along with the ACC play and the NFL. But what's your take on the NFL game last night, Jets Patriots?
I've been wrong before, and I was really wrong about that. 24-3 was the final, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, that's just that's a dismantling there. Big win for the Jets.
I think Aaron had a good night.
Oh yeah, he did.
I think he had a darn good night.
Well, and I think it was also just a mixture of him having a good night and the Patriots not. I understand that they were coming off a loss heading into this game, and that the Bengals haven't looked so hot. But, man, I mean, you know, they started the season with this huge win at Cincinnati, and then they've been superior in the 21st century for obvious reasons to the Jets. I thought, you know, maybe the Jets are just kind of going to kind of buckle under the rivalry, maybe. Patriots going to be kind of feeling hot, want to expose Aaron, and it didn't even come close to happening.
Okay, let's not forget about UWF football. It is active, and it is happening this weekend at Penn Air Field on the UWF campus. Saturday, Argos face SC opponent West Alabama. Kickoff goes at 6. You can catch that game on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
All righty. Very nice. Let's see. Also here in sports tonight, just got a few college football games on for you. Starting at 6:30, it's going to be Stanford at Syracuse. Can't believe that's an ACC conference game now. Also at 8, what is that, 8 or 9 o'clock? That is at 9 o'clock, late kickoff. We got San Jose State at Washington State. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock on Fox, we've got the biggest game of the night, number 24, Illinois, traveling to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on number 22, the Corn Huskers. So Big Ten matchup there. I don't think either of those teams should be ranked. I don't think they've done enough to really – well, Illinois beat a ranked team. Nebraska hasn't done that. So I don't know if I buy the Cornhuskers, but they're at home, so I'll take them close.
One of the top trending stories that we're dealing with this afternoon is, of course, it's the weather and how great it is. Forecast calling for warm days, cool September nights, perfect conditions for cinemas in the sand tonight. Yeah, don't miss the hit movie Inside Out. It's a free classic family movie on the Casino Beach big screen stage. Curtain will rise at sunset, somewhere around probably 8 o'clock or so, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Okay. So that's going on the beach.
As someone who wasn't listening to what you were saying, sure. Yeah. We'll go with that time. I'm just kidding. The three biggest pharmacy benefit managers are being accused of artificially inflating insulin prices. The FCC says CVS Health's Caremark Rx, Cigna's Express Scripts, and United Health Group's Optum Rx created a system that puts importance on high rebates from drug manufacturers, leading to high list prices for insulin. The companies excluded available insulin products with lower prices that would have been more affordable for patients in favor of higher-priced versions of the drug.
Okay, it's still one more event that you can partake in September. What am I talking about? Blue Angels practice sessions coming up this Tuesday. You can check it out. It's the last one for September. Remember, you got to go to the Westgate, Blue Angel Parkway entrance. 9:30, gates open up. Wheels up for the Blues practice session. 10:30, that preferred seating is behind the Naval Aviation Museum on the flight line. But, yeah, one more time, we'll do it in September with the Blues.
And of course, today was Apple's like launch day, right? Well, their new iPhone 16 hit stores nationwide and around the world. The new models have been available for pre-order since September 13th and marked the company's latest move into AI. New intelligence features will begin to launch in October, and Apple's Watch Series 10 and AirPods 4 also made their in-store debuts today.
Hey, we had something here. Scientists were revealing a shocking discovery about the origin of COVID. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to have a real interesting story. It's going to surprise you. I promise you that. So get ready for that 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Then it'll just be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling east or westbound towards Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's still 90 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. And it's been a beautiful Friday. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday and Sunday as well. Highs in the low 90s and lows in the mid 70s once again.
Yeah, if you plan on maybe investing in a little money this evening, Mega Millions, $47 million, $23.9 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Yeah, there was no Mega Million winner in Tuesday's $31 million. I mean, in the last jackpot. So anyway, it's gone up to 47. So good luck on that. Tomorrow night, Powerball, $195 million, and they make the drawings for that around 10 o'clock in the evening.
And close to a half million GM pickup trucks and SUVs are being recalled due to issues with the low brake fluid warning system. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced on Friday that a software malfunction might prevent vehicles from displaying a warning light if brake fluid is low. A recall includes several different 2023 or 2024 models, such as the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, GMC Sierra 1500, Chevy Tahoe, and Suburban. Also on the recall list are the GMC Yukon, Yukon XL, Cadillac Escalade, and Escalade ESV models.
All right, 4:46, News Radio 92.3. Sad story. This is the kind of story that just makes you cringe. Richard Allen Jones Jr. and his wife Kathy Jones have been sentenced on animal cruelty charges for failing to properly care for their horses. In fact, one died. This happened in Century. They both pleaded no contest to two counts of animal cruelty. Judge Linda Nobles sentenced each to 270 days in the county jail on each count to be served concurrently, with probation terminating on release. According to court documents, each face up to 5 years in prison.
And there are new developments about a case centered around a Central Florida abortion clinic. An administrative law judge issued a recommendation yesterday saying a physician at the Center of Orlando for Women should pay a $10,000 fine and be reprimanded. Dr. Candace Sue Cooley is accused of performing nearly 200 abortions while disobeying a state-mandated 24-hour waiting period in 2022, and the judge says there was no evidence that patients were harmed during the procedures. The recommendation will head to the Department of Health and State Board of Medicine for further action, and meanwhile, the Orlando clinic was ordered to pay nearly $200,000 in fines last year.
Gas prices continuing to fall after a drop in the oil market. This is always interesting for folks to kind of gauge what they're spending. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.72, north of Scambia, $2.59, while Pensacola prices dropped about to $2.59.
A new report says that the U.S. spends the most and delivers the least when it comes to health care. Healthcare think tank, the Commonwealth Fund, conducted its annual survey of 10 developed countries, and the U.S. ranked in the bottom two in four of five categories. The U.S. was last in access to care and health outcomes and next to last in administrative efficiency and equity. The U.S. had its best showing in care process, finishing second behind New Zealand. And Australia had the top overall ranking, despite placing ninth in access to care. The Netherlands, U.K., New Zealand, and France rounded out the top five, and also finishing ahead of the U.S. were Sweden in sixth, followed by Canada, Switzerland, and Germany.
Okay, an unidentified man is dead after a possible homicide this morning. It happened around 7 o'clock. Scambia deputies responded to a call at a residence in the 8300 block of Country Walk Drive. This is over in Ferry Pass. Deputies confirmed neighbors discovered the man lying between two buildings from what appeared to be a gunshot wound. Investigators from Escambia County Sheriff's Office and State Attorney's Office are conducting that ongoing investigation.
And also, Just a quick pop culture update here. Sean Diddy Combs reportedly on suicide watch as he awaits his trial on federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The suicide watch is reported to be a routine measure, and the hip-hop mogul was denied bail twice this week after pleading not guilty to the charges and was ordered to remain held until his trial. Combs is accused of sexually abusing and exploiting women for more than a decade, facing up to life in prison if convicted on all charges.
City of Destin doing some pretty nice things. I wanted to share this one with you. I like this. The city is working to end veteran suicide. The city is teaming up with a group called the Fire Watch. This is a network of community members and businesses trained to identify the warning signs and direct veterans to get the help they really need. 63 local vets have fallen to suicide. This was from 2019 to 2022. Those numbers are the most current VA data has on veteran suicides in Okaloosa County. 18, 34-year-olds make up nearly double what the other age brackets include.
4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a new monument honoring poet Maya Angelou now on display in San Francisco. We got details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday. And on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle and you get out the paint and you repair the hole so that you can close the deal on Monday. Because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Touchdown Florida State!
How you do it is equally as important.
Mike Norvell and Florida State host the California Golden Bears this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
California versus FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Touchdown Florida State!
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get into traffic and weather together. Chris, what do you got for me?
Well, we have heard that it appears that Christina Leavenworth has been delayed. I told you she was traveling today.
Yes.
So we'll try to reschedule. But if she were here, this is probably what she would have kind of mixed out there for you. Real estate agents really have mixed feelings about the Fed rate cut. More demand could mean higher home prices. And, you know, home sales really, if you looked at it seriously, could use some juice. National Association of Realtors reporting this week that existing home sales in August fell by 2.5%. That was month over month, and by 4.2% compared to a year ago. If you dissect this messaging, it really looks as though new home sales are faring much better than existing home sales. So basically, that's what we were going to talk about, how she was going to approach it with her clients in terms of these rate adjustments. So we will get with her at a future date and discuss this. So as you heard, man, she's got the credentials to tell us what's going on. Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth at Levin Rinky Realty. Going to get with her and join us on Pensacola right now at a future date.
All righty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get that check of the roads and weather. Now, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backed up. Same with 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for Friday and your weekend, take how you're feeling right now and just copy and paste it for the next couple days. 90 degrees right now, low of 74 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful weekend with the same temperatures.
I told you I was going to tell you about this about 10 minutes ago. A scientist revealing a shocking discovery about the origin of COVID-19. Fox's Greg Palcott is reporting from London.
A team of international scientists, including Americans, says it is beyond reasonable doubt the COVID pandemic started with infected animals sold at a market rather than a laboratory leak. They were analyzing hundreds of samples collected from Wuhan, China, in January 2020. Results identify a small group of animals as potential sources of the pandemic. The timing of the samples also points to the market rather than the lab as an initial source. Still, despite even highlighting one market stall as a hotspot of both animals and coronavirus, the study cannot provide definitive proof. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
That was the last that was the last caveat right there. It cannot provide a definitive proof.
Right.
Well, so the other 1,000 other hypothetical situations are still circulating, still have validity to them. They haven't been proven wrong yet. I want to remind you, Bayou Tahar gets busy 22 days. Northeast Sertoma presents the 10th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Oars will hit the water Saturday, October 12th on the Bayou Tahar, 18th and Lloyd Streets. We're going to have our good friend Eric Hansen. He'll be in live today at 5:20. And we're going to talk about team registration. There's a few empty slots. Him and I were talking earlier today. If you really want to do something really cool and be a part of the community, great name recognition, great image, great branding, talk to Eric. We'll talk to him as well this afternoon, coming up at 5:20 on News Radio 92.3.
And mentioned this before the break, a new monument honoring poet Maya Angelou, now on display in San Francisco. It's the first time a black woman has been commemorated in the city's civic art collection. Ralph Remington with the San Francisco Art Commission says that she was the city's first black female streetcar conductor and the first black woman to be on U.S. currency. The artist, Lava Thomas, says that she based the artwork on Angelou's words, her aesthetic sensibilities, and how she described herself. The monument is in front of the San Francisco Public Library.
So the Noles, we didn't touch on the Noles a few minutes ago in sports.
That's right. Probably a good thing.
Well, they're facing undefeated Cal, home of Berserkly, and they'll be at Doak Campbell. And we have the pregame show here on News Radio 92.3 beginning at 4, and then the kickoff goes at 6. And I got that one right because I wrote it down in front of me.
Yeah, you're like,
how many times did I screw that up this week?
You're like, I scribbled it on my hand. I got this.
I mean, blazed it in my brain there. I was not going to get those times wrong.
Well, I'll say this. If Florida State, who's winless right now, and they've got two conference losses, if they beat an SEC team on the road, if Cal does, excuse me, and then comes to winless Florida State and loses, man, you can have a lot of these ACC fanboys out here going, yeah, that's right, it's not so easy in this town, is it, right? You got those SEC fans saying that about Oklahoma and Texas right now. If Cal goes into Florida State and gets beat up, You know that's going to be the narrative saying, yeah, it's tough over here in the Atlantic coast, right? Or at least that's what I'm going to tell myself wearing my Wake Forest jersey.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I can tell you that. I'm also interested, of course, in the UWF games Saturday
on
campus, Penn Air Field. If you haven't been up there to experience the just the DNA of football on a college campus, get up there. Kickoff 6 o'clock. Argos football. If you can't make it, or if you can make it, take the radio with you.
That's true.
There you go. ESPN, our sister station here in Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. We'll have the call, and I heard Will Kennedy on your show last night.
Yes.
During the high school You had him at halftime, I think.
At halftime, yeah, we had a preview from Will Kennedy, and his pregame coverage gets underway at 5:45, I believe.
Yeah, and Will is, if you don't recognize the name, just remember, he's good.
Oh, yeah, no.
This guy is good.
Very recognizable. And Will does a little bit of everything. He was a professor of mine at UWF, and,
yeah.
And he calls the games, but also he does those interviews in the locker room with the coach or whatever. So, yeah, he's a mixed bag.
So as an alumni of UWF, do you get any price cuts on tickets or anything like that?
I'm not sure, but I hope so, because if not, I may be getting gypped in the future.
Well, I'm sure that they hit you up with that annual fee, alumni fee, don't they?
Yes, they do reach out to me about that.
You got to smile about that one.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.